Hey Adam, how's it going?
It's going good, Maddie. How are you?
I'm good. I'm actually really excited today to talk about email with you. I keep reading all these reports and everyone keeps saying that email is dead. And I just feel like it's super exaggerated because it's not only alive, it's growing. So I really wanted to discuss that with you and just dive into everything that's email. So to start, can you give me, the simplest overview of why email marketing is so important to Bridge and to all businesses?
Yeah, and again, like you, I'm super excited to talk about email because email the we use email a lot, but we almost forget that Bridge started as an email marketing company, and that is kind of one of the hearts of what we do here at Bridge. So the simplest overview of email marketing, I would say, is email is a great way to start off a campaign. We always are getting into the fact that Bridge uses first party data, and we're able to connect that one user to multiple devices that they use, and we're able to build out one specific target audience for a multi-channel campaign. So we're sending out email, display, social media, whatever that may be. But why email is so vital to the operation is 99% of consumers check their email at least once a day. So one, it's a convenient way to attack a data set to start a campaign. And there's also a lot of other great things that go into email. We're giving the consumer the control here. They're the ones that are making that action to go into their email and see what we send out to them. So they're the ones who open the email, their guard is down, and we're kind of giving them that feeling of, okay, I'm controlling that action of opening the email. And another great part about email is we're not limited in size of the creative. It's a great opportunity for a visually compelling ad that we know consumers are looking at on a day-to-day basis. So the way I think of it is send an email out. Get the consumer's attention in what we're trying to accomplish to promote a sale, a product or service or whatever we're doing, and then follow up with other types of ads once you gain the consumer's attention.
Totally, that's great. And I, for one, always have my inbox open and love reading my emails. So
Exactly.
I'm definitely part of that statistic. At times I do feel inundated with emails though. So how do we assure that when an ad is sent out, it goes directly into the client's inbox where they will read it?
Yeah, and it's all about first party data here. So in order to, and it's crazy because when we talk about anything Bridge, it always kind of cycles back to the data. And when we talk about Bridge's data, it's first party data. So what that means is at some point, in order to become part of our database, consumers have to actually opt in and agree to have their information used. So we're collecting those opt-ins right away, and we're collecting that information to assure that you become part of our database. So our email routing technology optimizes inbox placement by utilizing ISP filtering trends, send history, data scoring by device and industry. So that's a lot of kind of big wording, but the really important thing to know is that once we collect your data, we know who you are. We know that Adam Lawski's email address matches his mobile ID and matches his desktop IP or whatever channels you may use. So because we know that information, we know that we're actually sending it out to a real verified person. We're not sending it to spam bots or old emails that you've used in the past. We know that if you're part of the data set that we've built out for a campaign, that when we send an email out to you, because it's first party opted in verified data, it's going to go directly into your inbox. And then kind of taking a deeper dive into it, once we're sending emails out, we're constantly just analyzing the information and where we're sending those emails out. So what type of email service provider, what the campaign vertical is, the past send history, past campaign engagements. And while we gain all of that information, it gives us a brighter view on how to send our emails out to assure that not only, as I said, they're going directly into the consumer's inbox, but they're going on the right devices. They're being sent out through the correct ISPs, the right browsers. So it's really a deep dive into what we do, but the all circles back into first party data, knowing that we're reaching consumers that have opted in and agreed to have our information sent to them.
Yeah, you know, and another term that's always thrown around with first party data and email campaigns is hygiene and verification. So what exactly does hygiene and verification mean?
So to break it up into hygiene and verification, it kind of is great to just look at the exact definitions of what those terms actually mean. So verification is simply just verifying if the record is deliverable. So can we deliver to whoever we're sending it to? Is it a verified human being? Is it a correct email address? We're able to determine that. Hygiene is kind of a deeper dive. It's identifying complainers, improperly formatted records, bad words, bad botnet IPs. So yes, that's very wordy, as I've said, but what the major point here and why it's so important is we are assuring that every single email served is one with a single purpose, to be delivered directly into the client's inbox so that individuals can gain interest and knowledge in products and services that they've expressed interest in the past. So it really is our last kind of source of making sure that everybody we send an email out to is verified in an actual email address so that we're not wasting impressions when we serve email.
All right. Yeah, that was awesome. So say I was, you know, a small business or an agency or even a major brand that wanted to start running an email campaign. Where would I start and what exactly would be your best advice for me?
So like any single campaign that we run here at Bridge, the big start point would be discussing with your account manager or whoever you're working with on the campaign, budget, what you're looking to accomplish, and goals of the campaign. So what I would suggest is this. Regardless of what you're doing, if your goal is brand awareness, getting people to come into your store, getting people to come into to buy something on your website e-commerce-wise, email is just such a great way to kick off the campaign. As I said earlier, we're gaining the client's attention with a very visually appealing ad. We're not limited with size. We're not limited with where we can send it. Email gives you the opportunity to really express who you are. It gives you the opportunity to have different click points on the ad to direct the consumer to different parts of your website. And this all circles back to the heart of Bridge, our data. We know for a fact that consumers who are receiving the email campaign have expressed some sort of interest in the product. So I would say the best idea of where to start is just talk to whoever you're working with at Bridge and get an idea for what you're looking to really get done with the campaign, and know that email is really kind of that kickstart of the campaign. Hey, I'm here. This is who I am. This is what I'm trying to sell to you. And then once you do that, we begin the multi-channel aspect of the campaign of, okay, this is who I can reach afterwards with follow-up ads. That being said, that doesn't mean that we can't do email as a standalone product. Email is so powerful in who we can reach, and we know that consumers are going to open their email, that running an email-only campaign is perfectly fine, because we know that at the end of the day, we're still going to reach our client data set because people open their email. That's where individuals are. I'm sitting here talking to you right now, and I think I have three different email browsers open just because that's how we access information. That's how we gain knowledge and communicate with each other. So why not hit people where they are?
So once I launch my email campaign, how would I know if it's successful? What should I be measuring? What metrics should I even be looking at?
Cool. So besides your standard delivered rate, the open and click rate, so how many people actually opened the email, how many people clicked the email, how many people opted out of the email. As I mentioned earlier, there might be certain points on the email that click to a different part of the website. We can determine where the consumer is actually clicking on the email to say, hey, I'm promoting my restaurant, and there's three different click points, the menu, the happy hour special, and the reservations. And I see that of those 100 clicks, 80 different people were clicking on the happy hour part of the email. I now know moving forward, hey, that's the attraction to the email. That's what's drawing people into clicking on the ad. Maybe I run a happy hour specific campaign moving forward. Maybe I make that a bigger part of my email campaign or the email creative as a whole. So that's like the general parts of what we can do to kind of show you that, one, the email performs pretty well and that the email delivered and that we served all impressions.
So how do I make sure that our email design is the best it can possibly be to drive that engagement and those clicks and opens?
Yeah. So first off, here at Bridge, we have an unbelievable creative team that is their main role is to make sure that these creatives are visually appealing and that these creatives are ready to go into inboxes. And, you know, when it comes to email creative, you have to kind of walk a fine line. There's certain things that we do to make sure that, as I said, that 1 to 2 seconds of drawing the consumer in once they open the email, there's things that we do that assure the best success for those situations. So first would be keeping your image to text ratio around 70 to 30, 70% image, 30% text. The reasoning behind that is we want consumers to be drawn in by imagery. We don't want them squinting their eyes and looking all over the place to try to read small font and a ton of text, because the minute you do that, they get bored or they get annoyed and they say, you know what, it's not worth it. It's too much text. It's too much info. I don't want to even pursue with clicking on the email and pursuing the product. A couple things with fonts. We suggest using basic fonts such as Arial, Georgia, Times New Roman, because one, you don't want the consumer kind of trying to read a random script font that they can't even tell what it is. Again, it's that 1 to 2 second thing. The minute that you annoy the consumer and annoy the email opener, you lose them. Avoiding elements that require JavaScript or Flash, again, that reasoning is we don't want to run into serve issues and run into, hey, it's not appearing on a certain email browser. That's the last thing we want. So it's keep it simple. And also not forgetting a couple of major things. Every email needs a physical mailing address to opt out at the bottom, which is required by CAN-SPAM, as well as an unsubscribe link at the bottom of the email. But to sum up that email design best practice, we're not reinventing the wheel here. The main purpose of this is just to assure that we're sending out a visually compelling ad to our consumers that they'll open their email and say, hey, I'm interested in this product. I like this email creative. I'm going to click on that ad because this is something that I want to see.
Awesome. Thank you so much, Adam, for having this conversation with me. I think it's super helpful for everyone. And for anyone that does want to get started or has more questions, just reach out to your Bridge representative via email or phone number. We're around all the time to talk to you. And yeah, that's really it. Thank you so much.
Awesome. Thanks, Maddie. I really appreciate it. And yeah, as Maddie mentioned, get started today with email. We can assure you that it'll work and that you're going to really do some wonders for your business and whatever you're trying to promote.